U.S. Geological Survey wildlife research biologist Keith Miles studied the presence of organochlorines in halibut, cod, and greenlings found near military sites from World War II and the Cold War. Organochlorines, such as PCBs, are highly toxic to all organisms. They used to be used as lubricants for electrical equipment and radars, and as pesticides, such as DDT. Miles explains that when the U.S. military set up sites in the Aleutians, they didn't realize that the chemicals were toxic and would persist in the environment for many decades.
At that time, there wasn't a lot of, public understanding of just how toxic these compounds are.
Industrial producers did know. Many of the workers in the plants that produced PCBs had skin conditions and internal tumors, but the industry kept the information quiet. In the end, many of the chemicals ended up at remote military sites. When the military decommissioned the sites, they left many things behind.
So the long and short of it is, it was probably just dumped because it's a lot cheaper to dump this stuff than it is to haul it back for disposal at a time when you don't have good information. And
the problem is, now those toxic compounds are in the environment and are affecting the region's fish and food webs. Miles and his colleagues looked at the presence of organochlorines in three species of fish that are commonly consumed by bald eagles.
What we were investigating was a potential for the transfer through the food web from fish, because fish tend to be fatty and organochlorines tend to be stored in fat tissue.
The study tested the livers of fish found around the Western Aleutians near decommissioned military sites and near other islands with no military sites. They found that all of the fish had some contaminants from lightweight organochlorines that traveled through the atmosphere and were deposited in the Aleutians.
You know, Alaska kind of catches it in its shorts because they're not big on agriculture as far as land-based agriculture. But then they have to suffer the consequences of if you get global distillation or global distribution of these chemicals in the environment.
But the fish caught near old military sites had higher levels of heavy organochlorines from the PCBs and other chemicals at those sites. Of the three species tested, halibut had the highest levels.
What we did note was that halibut were by far the more likely species to show bioaccumulation of PCBs near military installations, or at least areas that had military installations at some point in their history.
Some fish showed visible signs of contamination.
One of the highly contaminated coves of Adak Island, Sweeper Cove, which was also a Superfund area that was cleaned up. In 1 year, 50% of the fish had tumors or mouth lesions that were very evident, that were probably due to either PCBs or PAHs or some form of highly toxic compound.
Miles explained that more fish showed signs of contamination that year because the military had recently completed a cleanup at the site. The cleanup process can resuspend the chemicals in the environment and expose more organisms to the toxins. Miles said they saw fewer tumors in subsequent years of the study. In the end, the study showed that bald eagles were not affected by the contaminants in the fish they ate. Miles said this may be because they primarily ate greenlings, and greenlings had the lowest levels of contamination. He said the study did not look at the effects of eating the contaminated fish on any other species, including humans.
We do know that these chemicals are persistent, and they do cause cancer, and so there's a very long-term effect.
Miles says the chemicals will persist in the cold Aleutian environment longer than in other climates and could stay in the environment up to 80 or 90 years. He says cleaning them up is necessary in some locations, but not in others. If the contaminants are in areas that are not affected by flooding or other geological or weather conditions, it might be better to leave them than to resuspend them, as was done in Adak. However, at sites like Sweeper Cove on Adak, cleaning them up is necessary because the areas are prone to flooding, which frequently spreads the chemicals and re-exposes other organisms.
And I think that, you know, the take-home message is that we just still have to monitor and be aware that these situations exist out in the environment, and we haven't identified all of them. There's still other places that these chemicals may be sequestered and may rear their ugly head, and we're dealing with a problem again.
The study was published in the International Journal Environmental Toxicology and Chemistry in August 2009. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.